Champ so much made of the offense, and but the other night, defense put up some nice numbers themselves.
Yeah, it was a good start. You know, that's all it was. We can't look too much into it. We got to get better. There were some things we can iron out. I mean, they didn't have all their bullets flying that week. So, you know, we take the win in stride and just try to get better from that.
Champ, how much can you gauge with those snaps where you guys are at collectively? What can you take away from that, time?
Well, not much from me personally, but, you know, as a team, you can see the guys who could play football. And you really can't tell till those lights are on the night game and, you know, the cameras are on you. So that's the only way you could tell. I learned a lot about a lot of my teammates. And one thing I do know is we got a lot of good players on this team. We just got to make sure we get the right pieces.
Mix of old and young out there?
Yeah, a lot of that. You know, very old, very young. You know, we got a lot of mixture.
From a defensive perspective, what's it like going against this offense that has Tammy and Dreesen? What sort of challenge is that?
It's tough. You know, they create matchup problems across the board, but, you know, we thrive in that because, you know, we had a lot of guys with a lot of pride on defense, and we don't want to let them beat us. They got a lot of talent, but it gets us ready for Sunday.
And you go against those, I mean, you're going to have to play
New
England again. Why is it, though, when you have the dual tight ends, when they're in those two sets, that just makes it so difficult?
Well, one problem they create is you got a quarterback that's very accurate, you know, when you speak of Tom Brady, you know, and then, you know, you got linebackers that can't really run with guys that big and that fast. So it's a matchup nightmare. So, and then you put a corner in there on them, then they'll run the ball. So it's one of those, you kind of play a little chess match as you go throughout the game and figure out what's the best matchup. And, you know, hopefully we don't have to change a whole lot, and the guys we got can do the job.
Hopefully your offense can do the same thing.
Yes, because it's tough. It's tough against defenses.
You've talked about how Manning has helped this team, the defense, get better. But what specifically has improved 2.5 weeks into camp through all the OTAs because of what Manning's put on you guys?
Well, one thing about him is you can cover a guy, and his ball placement is so perfect, you know, and it's frustrating because when you're all over a guy and then he puts the ball here and you can't do anything except break it up or watch him catch it. I mean, there's not a lot of turnover opportunities. Not a lot of quarterbacks are that sharp. I mean, I'll say 90% of them not that sharp. So, you know, we're going to face some of those 90%. And as long as we're covering our guys in practice and close enough to make a play, we'll make some plays in games.
Does that make it less necessary to get a lot of snaps in the actual games because you're getting such challenging work out here?
Well, it makes the games easier. Let's just say that. I mean, because you're going to face the best in practice every day with Peyton. And when you get in a game, you're probably not going to see a guy of his caliber. So it gets us ready.
Jim, Peyton was saying the other day how, you know, you're the best cornerback he faced. He said since college he hadn't been intercepted by you, but he'd never thrown a touchdown on you. You know, since in the pros. I suppose the admiration is mutual.
Yeah, he's the toughest I've faced. So, yeah, it definitely goes both ways. But I haven't picked him in college. I probably shouldn't have then. I mean, since college, I probably shouldn't have picked him in college. I think he was trying to throw the ball away, and I just went and got it, you know.